Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Discipline Switch. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of to-dos? Like your brain's a tangled ball of yarn where every thread screams for attention? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than your arm, but the day feels way too short? We've all been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Today, we're diving into how to prioritize tasks effectively, turning that chaotic mess into a beautifully organized symphony of productivity. Because let's face it, life is about quality, not just quantity, right? We want to make the most of our time and energy, focusing on what truly matters, not getting bogged down by distractions and busy work. Now, there are tons of fancy techniques out there, Eisenhower matrices, ABCDE methods, you name it. But honestly, sometimes the best approach is a good old-fashioned, no-nonsense strategy that just works. So let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you conquer your to-do list like a boss. Number 1. Start with why. Before diving into the nitty-gritty of tasks, take a moment to reflect on your bigger goals. What are you trying to achieve? What truly matters to you in this stage of life? Once you have a clear understanding of your why, it's way easier to prioritize tasks that align with those goals. Think of it like this. You wouldn't build a house without a blueprint, right? Your goals are the blueprint for your life, and your tasks are the bricks and mortar. By starting with why, you ensure you're building something meaningful and fulfilling, not just wasting time on random stuff. Number 2. The 80-20 rule. Pareto Principle. This one is a game changer. It basically says that 80% of your results come from 20% of your efforts. So, focus on identifying those high-impact tasks, the ones that will make the biggest difference, and prioritize them like crazy. It's about being strategic, not just busy. Ever notice how some projects feel like they drag you down while others energize you? That's often because of this principle at play. Identify your 20% and let those high-impact tasks shine. Number 3. Embrace the power of saying none. This one can be tough, but trust me, it's crucial. You can't do everything, and trying to please everyone will leave you burnt out and overwhelmed. Learn to politely decline requests that don't align with your goals or priorities. Think of it like this. Your time is precious. It's a finite resource. Invest it wisely. Saying no frees up space for the things that truly matter, allowing you to focus on what brings you joy and fulfillment. Number 4. Break it down. Feeling overwhelmed by a big task? Break it down into smaller, more manageable chunks. This makes it feel less daunting and allows you to celebrate those mini victories along the way. Think of it like conquering a mountain, one step at a time. By breaking things down, you create a sense of progress and momentum, keeping you motivated and on track. Celebrate those small wins. They add up to big achievements. Number 5. Schedule it in. This sounds obvious, but it's often overlooked. Just like you schedule appointments with friends or doctors, schedule time for your most important tasks. Treat them as non-negotiable commitments. Remember, if it's not on your calendar, it's not happening. By scheduling those high-priority tasks, you're making them a priority, ensuring they actually get done. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's a freelance writer juggling multiple projects, client deadlines, and personal commitments. She feels constantly pulled in different directions, overwhelmed by her to-do list. One day, Sarah decides to give our 5 tips a try. She identifies her biggest goal, landing that dream client, and starts prioritizing tasks that align with it. She applies the 80-20 rule, focusing on high-impact activities like crafting compelling proposals. She learns to politely decline requests that don't serve her goals. By breaking down large projects into smaller chunks, she avoids feeling overwhelmed. and most importantly, Sarah schedules dedicated time for her writing, treating it as a sacred appointment. The result? Sarah finds herself with more focus, less stress, and, you guessed it, she lands that dream client. So remember, friends, prioritizing tasks effectively isn't about being a superhuman multitasker. It's about making conscious choices, focusing on what truly matters, and creating a life that feels both productive and fulfilling. Take these 5 takeaways, put them into action, and watch your productivity soar. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your biggest challenge when it comes to prioritizing tasks. Hit me up on social media or leave a comment below. Let's keep the conversation going, and until next time, stay disciplined, stay focused, and remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.